Welcome back. Today we're doing a Riot Pattern Energy Masterclass for drum and bass using only Ableton stock devices, intermediate level. So I'm assuming you already know how to program a basic DNB beat and move around drum rack. Here's the mindset shift for this lesson. In drum and bass, the Riot Pattern isn't just a cymbal that plays a rhythm. It's the motion engine. You can keep the exact same kick and snare, and if you build the Riot system right, the whole beat suddenly feels faster, tighter, more rolling, more aggressive. That's what we're chasing. By the end, you'll have a layered ride setup, a main ride that drives the grid, a tick layer that adds definition and air, an accent layer for transitions, and then a ride bus that glues it together, controls harshness, and ducks out of the snare's way like a pro. All right, let's build it. Step 0, set up the session so the groove feels real. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Now make a basic DNB backbone. Keep it simple on purpose. Kick on beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4. Don't overbuild hats yet. We want to clearly hear what the ride is doing to the perceived energy. Quick teacher tip. Every time you add something in this lesson, you should be able to mute it and immediately understand what it contributed. If you can't tell, you're either too subtle or you're masking something. Step 1. Choose and load ride samples. Stock friendly. Create a MIDI track. Load drum rack. Inside that drum rack, we're going to set up 3 pads. Pad 1 is your main ride. Pick something bright enough to cut, but not a super washy, endless jazz ride. We want control. Pad 2 is your tick or top layer. This should be shorter, tighter, and a little higher, like a stick definition layer. Pad 3 is your accent ride or crash ride. Longer tail, more dramatic. This is your energy switch and transition signal. If your samples are too long, no stress. We'll shorten them using simpler controls in a minute. Step 2. Program the core ride pattern. This is the 16th note driver. On pad 1, make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Fill 16th notes across the entire bar. Every 1/16. Now, if you hit play right now, it'll sound like a typewriter, totally unusable. The secret sauce is velocity counter. Open the note velocity lane. We're going to create a repeating dynamic shape that feels like it breathes. Here's a solid starting map. Your accents sit around 95 to 110. Medium hits around 70 to 85. Ghost hits around 45 to 65. And the practical pattern, per beat, goes like this. First 16th is an accent. Second 16th is low. Third is medium, fourth is low, then repeat that for each beat. Now do one more important thing, do not copy-paste identical dynamics for 4 beats and call it done. Make tiny changes, one accent a bit lower, one medium a bit higher. You want consistency, but not cloning. Think of it like this. Accents are the engine pistons, ghost notes are the vibration and texture. The engine needs to be steady, but the surface shouldn't feel like a spreadsheet. Step 3. Micro timing for forward motion. This is where DNB starts feeling urgent. A lot of DNB rides sit slightly ahead of the grid, while the snare stays nailed to the floor. Select all your ride notes on pad 1 and nudge them earlier by about 5 to 12 milliseconds. Start with minus 8 milliseconds. You can do this by nudging notes, or you can use track delay, but note level control is better for what we're doing. Now for the human part. Add tiny randomness, but only to the ornaments. In other words, don't mess with your main accents too much. Take a few ghost notes and nudge them slightly late, like plus 3 to plus 7 milliseconds. Teacher note, the fastest way to lose punch is randomizing everything equally. Keep the pattern stable, humanize the quiet details. Step 4. Swing. The DNB way. Open the groove pool. Try something like MPC 16 swing or an SP style groove. Keep it subtle. Timing around 10 to 18%. Random around 2 to 6%. Velocity influence, optional, maybe 0 to 10%. And apply the groove to the ride clip only. Do not swing your kick and snare unless you really know what you're doing, because you'll blur the anchor of the whole genre. If it starts feeling like halftime hip hop or house shuffle, you went too far. DNB swing is often micro-funk, not obvious wobble. Step 5. Add the tick layer for definition. On pad 2, program a lighter pattern. Option A. Offbeat 8ths, meaning the end of each beat. Option B. Selective 16ths, like only the second and fourth 16th of each beat. Keep velocities controlled, roughly 30 to 70. This layer should whisper detail, not compete with the main ride. Now add some width without fake stereo. Pan the main ride slightly left, like 5 to 10%. Pan the tick slightly right, like 5 to 15%. That tiny spread makes the top feel bigger, but the groove stays solid in the center. Step 6. Shape each ride with simpler, fast. Open each pad simpler. One-shot mode is perfect here. For the main ride, turn on the filter. If it's harsh, start by lowering the cutoff somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz. Adjust by ear, then tighten the tail. Shorten the release so it doesn't wash into the snare. Try somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds depending on the sample and how fast your pattern is. For the tick layer, make it even tighter. Shorter decay or release. High pass vibe, remove mids that feel pokey and keep sparkle. For the accent ride, let it be longer, but don't let it pile up low mids. We'll control that on the bus. Step 7. Build the ride bus processing chain using stock devices. Group your ride layers so they hit one bus. You can do this by routing within the rack or just processing the track if the rack is dedicated to rides. Now add devices in this order. First, EQ8. High pass the rides. Start at 450 HC with a steep slope, somewhere in the 300 to 600 range depending on the sample. Rides do not need low mid mud. Then check for harsh rings. Sweep around 6 to 9 kHE. If something whistles or stings, notch it down 2 to 5 dB. Optional. If it's dull, add a gentle shelf around 12 to 16 kHE, like plus 1 or 2 dB. Don't overdo it. We're not making white noise. Second, saturator. Mode, analog clip or soft sign. Drive, start around 4 dB and adjust between 2 and 6. Turn on soft clip. If it gets fizzy, don't panic and boost highs. Usually you reduce drive a touch, and maybe dip 8 to 10 kHz a little with EQ. Third, drum bus. This is for density and controlled aggression. Drive around 5 to 15%. Keep it tasteful. Crunch, optional, 0 to 10%. Use damp to relax harshness. And usually keep boom off on rides. You're not trying to make your simple have sub. Fourth, a glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still pops. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If the ride loses excitement, your attack is probably too fast, or you're compressing too hard. Back off. Extra coach note here. Gain staging matters a lot with rides. If you're driving saturator and drum bus, consider putting a utility before them and trimming by like 6 dB. That way you're choosing color rather than accidentally clipping your way into harshness. Step 8. Sidechain the rides from the snare. This is one of those why does this sound more expensive moves. Add another compressor after your bus chain, enable sidechain, and choose the snare track as the input. Settings, ratio around 3:1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and set the threshold so you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction only when the snare hits. Here's a really useful mixing rule. Use snare visibility as your loudness meter. Loop 2 bars and mute the ride bus, then unmute it. If unmuting the ride makes the snare feel smaller or like it arrives less, fix frequency overlap first, usually in the 5 to 9 kHz area, not just volume. Then fine-tune the sidechain. Step 9. Energy automation so the drop evolves. A ride should not be full send for 64 bars straight. That's how you get listener fatigue. Here's a 64-bar plan that works really well for DJ-friendly rollers. Bars 1 to 8, main ride only, lower velocities, and slightly filtered. Use auto filter, low pass around 12 kHz so it's energetic, but contained. Bars 9 to 16, open the filter a bit, and bring in the tick layer quietly. Bars 17 to 32, full energy, main ride plus tick. You can even automate saturator drive up by 1 to 2 dB to add intensity. Bars 33 to 48, pull back. Maybe remove the tick layer or reduce its velocity, or close the filter slightly. This reset makes the next lift hit harder. Bars 49 to 64, final push. Bring in accent hits at phrase endings, a little extra brightness, maybe a tiny width lift. For stock tools, this is your automation toolkit. Auto filter cutoff for opening and closing energy. Saturator drive for intensity. Utility width for lift, like 80% up to 110%. And echo, very subtle, especially for accent throws. Quick arrangement upgrade that works almost every time. 2 bars before the drop, make the ride narrower and drier. Pull utility width down to around 60 to 80% and kill any echo sends. Then at the drop, snap width back and reintroduce the tick layer. That contrast reads as impact even if nothing else changed. Step 10, controlled variation to avoid loop fatigue. Every 2 bars, change something small. Remove a couple ghost notes. Change one accent velocity, add a tasteful accent hit before a new phrase, or duplicate a chain with a slightly different ride sample and swap for a bar. A clean Ableton trick is the MIDI velocity device. Set it to random and keep the range subtle, like plus or minus 5 to 12. You want human, not messy. Now, a few advanced ideas if you want extra spice without breaking the groove. First, 2-bar call and response. Bar 1 plays your normal 16THS. Bar 2, remove 2 or 3 specific ghost hits, always the same spots. The ear hears phrasing, even though your kick and snare never changed. Second, jungle flavor triplet flicks. Add a tiny grace hit just before an accent, add a triplet-ish division like 1/24. Very low velocity. Put it on the tick layer so it reads as texture rather than rewriting the rhythm. Third, accent rotation. Every 4 bars, shift which 8th note accents feel strongest. Same density, different lean. It keeps the roll exciting without turning it up. Fourth, stereo movement that doesn't smear the center. Put auto pan on the tick layer only. Amount 10 to 25%. Rate half note or 1 bar. Phase at 180 degrees for true left-right motion. Main ride stays near center so the groove doesn't wobble. Now let's cover common mistakes, because rides are where a lot of DNB mixes fall apart. Mistake 1. Rides are too loud versus the snare. Solution. Sidechain from snare and reduce harshness around 6 to 10 kHz with EQ8. Mistake 2. Everything is the same velocity. Solution. Intentional counter. DNB roll equals dynamics. Mistake 3. Ride tail washes into transients. Solution. Shorten simpler release or use a gate. And that gate trick is powerful. Put gate on the main ride. Set threshold so hits open it. Hold around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. It dynamically trims tails and keeps the snare window clean. Mistake 4. Overswinging. Solution. Reduce groove timing. Tight with micro funk. Mistake 5. Harshness disguised as energy. Solution. Notch resonances, use drum bus damp, and saturate before you start boosting highs. Let's do a quick darker slash heavier DNB coaching moment. If your bass line is busy in the mids, like 1 to 4 kHz grind, make your ride more top only. Focus on air and tick, and carve space around 2 to 4 kHz if needed so the bass stays scary and the ride stays crisp. If your bass is mostly sub and low mids, you can let the ride carry more metal tone in the 3 to 8 kHz region without masking. This audio version is shortened for playback.